news. Definitely going to be some big changes down the line. But you know what? I think we're going to be good. Brian believes in us. He's definitely educating me on many, many things and opportunities, and it's my goal to absorb all of his knowledge as much as I possibly can while he's here to kind of position us in a manner in which we can really be a true benefit to many agencies and as well as yourself financially down the line. So, you know, we will stay focused, and we'll have to really lean on Brian between now and then. I know I am.
Are we still in other business?
Yes, yeah, so we're in open forum.
Oh, open forum. Okay. I'm not sure if people have gotten it. Those of who are or were receiving tour, I received an email stating that May 30th is the last week they're going to be conducting, you know, tour applications for unemployment without verification of work searches. So, no, I guess they said June 6th will be the first one that they're going to be looking for three or more actual work searches. So, if not, your unemployment claims will either then be denied or delayed if you don't, you know, fulfill their new requirements going forward. You know, we all know that the unemployment rate is still high nationwide, but a lot of people think it's the unemployment funding dealt out through the rescue plan, but we don't know. This is their way of trimming the fat on their end to get people back out into the workforce.
Point of phrase.
Correct. Yeah, and those that are on PUA, you have, it's not necessarily that you have to be looking for work if you're self-employed, but there's other stipulations where you have to do training. There's certain, other than actually looking for work, there's other ways you can document work search activity.
And as
of right now, it's just you're self-documenting. They can call on you at any time to provide that proof. And then I believe it's in July where there's going to be a form that you have to submit, I think, with your weekly claims. So, but definitely,
you got one left.
Actually good for us, but
around the corner.
Yeah.
I want to add to that because I did reach out to Department of Labor in regards to that letter that Shelley was mentioning or email to a gentleman who, ultimately I was seeking to see if there was any exemption for our program and the operators, you know, highlighting the fact that operators are self-employed. Unfortunately, I did receive a response back, and he stated, unfortunately, the only exemption for these individuals with work search is if they had a definite return to work date of 6 weeks or less. In that instance, they would waive the work search requirement. So if the return to work date is unknown, then operators would have to meet the work search requirement. So I did try to seek out to see if by chance we would be exempt from that, but unfortunately the only way is if we knew for certain that operations are going to resume 6 weeks before, then maybe you can acknowledge that in your response and still be covered past the period.
Okay.
All
right,
sir. Interesting. So, just in conjunction to that, if I were to hear from the courthouse in this breaking, excuse me, that I'm going to open in July, can I use that?
Yeah. So, essentially, if you determine that the courthouse is going to resume in a manner in which you feel is going to provide financial viability, then if you establish that date of return, then yes, you can use that.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as, you identify your date of return, and then, depending on what part of July you operate, if it's the tail end of July, then you may be outside the six-week period from, I believe, at the end of May. Is it May 1st?
Right, because I do believe one of the questions they still ask is, do you have an expected return to date, a return to work date? That's still one of the questions they are asking.
Yeah. So to answer your question, yes, Amos, you can identify that date.
Okay.
Any other open forum?
Tyrell, do you know when we're going to be getting the money from the RSA?
Well, we've received it at an agency level. We've received the funds. As to when funds will be dispersed, It's gonna take some time because I have to really work. As you all know, we've decided to go with a percentage base. And in order to establish a true percentage base, there's many factors. One, we have to double check and make sure business reports are accurate. So I have to work with each operator or field rep, I should say, in regards to that. In addition, there are some operators. I do have everyone's 1099. I'm very, very happy about that. So I have everyone's 1099, but I still am missing some operators' parish product loss inventory. So we have to get that. There's been some adjustments to some inventory. So I don't want, what I'm trying to say is I hope to have these funds out. Don't quote me, but I would say by mid-July, maybe sooner, I don't know. But there's a lot of work behind it. You know, essentially as RSA has given us, as we all know, until August 2022 to ensure disbursement. I'm not doing that, obviously, but you know, the timeline has to be once we've identified, we are prepared and we feel comfortable with the numbers that we received and gone through and assured are accurate. So I don't want to put a date on it, but that's kind of like my own mental goal, I should say, but it could change. I got to be honest with you.
Okay. This is Shirley. I have a question. Has the SBA's financial, the Federal Restaurant Association, I guess, Revitalization Fund, has that closed? Is that over?
The application process is closed, but people are still in line, if you will. The first three categories, women-owned, veteran-owned, or socially and economically disadvantaged, the grant was for $28 million, and those three groups soaked up $29 billion. So if there's going to be any more funding for the rest of the applications that were submitted outside of that 21-day window, I haven't heard anything. So so the application process is closed, but applications are still pending that have already been submitted. Luckily, I've heard that some of our operators have received funds from that grant. And I'm one that applied, but I didn't check any of the boxes, so I'm in limbo whether I'll get any grant money or not from that. Any other questions or open forum?
What about the incentives? Are we going to get that this time around, the incentive checks, if you qualified for them?
If an operator who is operating qualified for incentives, yes. But again, incentives pay off of profit. So if a location was closed, essentially there would be no incentive being paid. For those operations that were in operation and that signed up for incentive, yes, they would be receiving that.
Okay. Oh, Tyrell, sorry, Shelby again. When will we be notified of the changes, or if any, premiums for insurance?
I'm working on that now. I did just the numbers, so I'll have to calculate those, and then I'll get them out to you for July 1. July 1 is the new premium date.
Any other open forum? Hearing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I shall be motion that we adjourn today's meeting.
All right, can I get a second on that?
I'll second it, Dave Pelagi.
All right, Shelley with the motion to adjourn, Dave with the second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries. Thanks for everyone's time today. Congratulations, Brian.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.